This is 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media. The Dallas-based Vandaliers embrace youthful and defiant punk, rugged red dirt country, and vibrant Tejano. GLT caught up with bandleader Joshua Fleming via Skype ahead of the Sextet's appearance at Night Shop in downtown Bloomington Sunday night. Fleming sent the band's recent deal with respected Chicago indie label Bloodshot Records to record the new album Forever was a big deal.
You know, we're not used to this many people knowing our band.
Well, and I imagine you get asked a lot about the different sounds you have, right? Your country, your rock, your punk, your Tejano, your little bit of this, little bit of that. Does it really matter what you are?
The only thing we really focus on is just the songs. Everybody has different talents and everybody has different views of music, and it's so, like, at the end of the day, I think we just try to serve the song the best that we can and with the instruments that we have, and they just kind of come out this weird mutated thing. So,
well, let me take the angle then as well. How did you become to this sound?
Well, when we were working on the first record, Americinda, I didn't have a band. I just had a bunch of songs I really loved. Over a period of about 6 months in, like, a little, you know, garage studio at my friend's house, we just kind of pieced together a band. And then at the end of it, we were like, this sounds really cool. We should probably play a show. And then we played a show and people showed up and they had fun and they danced. And so we were like, well, maybe we'll play another show. And then we printed out like 100 CDs. And then we sold out our second show and we sold all of our CDs in one night. So we were like, oh, I guess we got to make t-shirts now.
So, well, that's nice instant affirmation. Yeah.
Yeah, it was really crazy.
It's the song Miles and Miles, the new album Forever by the Vandaliers. Josh Fleming from the band is our guest. Are you a traveler? Are you born to run?
I am a traveler. I have a lot of wanderlust. I grew up in the same house my whole life, and so I always kind of felt stuck. Hmm. And the first line of the song is actually from a Native American superstition, and the natives didn't settle in Fort Worth because they believed that's where the wind stopped. And that's where you would get stuck. And I always kind of like related to that because I always felt stuck. And music has always been kind of my ticket out from where I'm from. And so, yeah, it's just always been a part of me.
Hometown's where the wind stops. On a map, it's hard to find. See, you can't escape.
Friends with Rhett Miller of Old 97s. The Olds, they're coming to town. They'll be here just a couple of weeks after you guys are. And there's a story out there about you asked Rhett for songwriting advice. Was it for this album or for previous albums?
It was for this album.
Well, you said he wrote like a 3,000-word screed with advice for you on songwriting,
yes.
Right?
It was solid. We went on tour with 97s a lot in 2017. They're the reason we got signed to Bloodshot, because they're the ones that sent the record to him.
Oh, wasn't that nice? Well, can you offer a snippet or two of the advice Rhett gave you about songwriting?
Of course, yeah. I mean, Rhett's a co-writer on Fallen Again. That's one of my favorite songs. And both Rhett and I kind of deal with anxiety and depression and all that stuff. And I had written the song and he really latched on to it. And the cool thing about Rhett is he'll tell you all the things that you did right before he starts critiquing anything. So it's a really, really great thing to work and learn with somebody like that. But yeah, he just kind of helped me shape the second verse and, you know, kind of pull out a few of the cliches and get the chorus really solid. And while he was doing that, he was just kind of helping me expand my mind about how to describe things and use more imagery and not be so blunt all the time.
Life has backfired.